And we had to carry our stuff a full block from the parking lot to the apartment, so I bought a wagon. You know, the little girl's gotta have a wagon.
Oh yeah, she did.
What do you use to sharpen your axes and things like that?
No, I use a file mostly. I use like a grindstone, then use a file.
Is a grindstone one of those great big round things?
No, it used to be. Anymore, you get your power grindstone, you got a motor on. You know, we talk about old grindstone, man, you can find a good one, them old big round ones. Some of these days, they're gonna be worth some money for antiques.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see them any of them. Most of them broke up.
Yeah. It's funny how some of them are worn lopsided, too.
Yeah.
That's
I think they used to have some way to sprinkle water on that, didn't they?
Yeah. Just take a can or run a board or a rod up and put a bail on a tin can and just drive the nail through the bottom and leave the nail there. And then the water will just drip right down the nail.
I think they did.
Mm-hmm. Sit there with your foot and operate, you know?
What would you use to sharpen, say, a knife?
Or a wood stone?
And what do you do to your car every 1,000 miles?
Well, I change oil and grease it.
When you were a boy, I know they had electricity, but did you still have some of those lights around that had a reservoir down below and you put...
Oh, kerosene?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Didn't they stink well?
Hmm?
Didn't those smell awful?
Oh. Boy, on that purple, orange.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Then it came out that gasoline Coleman lantern, you know, which made a pretty good light.
They were then. They still are, I guess.
They are. They're good for camping out.
I've been telling my wife we should have one of these in case we have a tornado and lose
our car. We don't want them. Boy, them old kerosene lamps like we was talking about, them suckers high price.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I guess they would be, though. Some of those with cut glass.
Yeah. They are. We got one of them we keep down cellar all the time.
Hmm.
Then I got a kerosene lantern, just a regular old kerosene lantern, you know.
Uh-huh.
Which we use them pretty often. I mean, whenever our juice go off or storm. Mm-hmm. But you need them.
Yeah, we lost our power. Well, we had a tornado alert in Stillwater. We've got sirens all over town.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 years ago, at Easter time, we had a tornado alert, but the power was all off, so none of the sirens worked.
Oh, my goodness.
My wife and I sat up coloring Easter eggs with candles. It was the night before Easter, and we wanted those kids to have their Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Of course, we didn't worry a bit, but the next day we were scared stiff.
Yeah.
The radio didn't work, and we didn't have a battery set.
I guess you didn't know what was taking place, did
you? No, we didn't know. It didn't bother us.
Probably wouldn't help though.
Well,
yeah.
I
didn't
know. Us out here, we can't, if there's a storm coming, well, we can't, we don't know about it because we can't get Woodward. It's too staticky.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you get a storm coming, you can't hear
it. We don't know.
You get a lot of trouble from this radio rain station over here at Gage, mm-hmm. too, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I picked it up. I was right on the beam going down.
Yeah.
Just got a good clear A right in.
Yeah.
Dip,
Yeah, we get a lot of that.
Oh, let's see, if your wife buys a new dress and she puts it on for you and you want to compliment her, what do you tell her?
Well, I said it looked good on her, or she looked good in it. Or...
Mm-hmm. And what does she put her change in? Where does she keep her change?
Her money?
If she's going out someplace.
Oh, yeah, purse. Uh-huh. Coin purse, maybe.
She wears one of those ornamental things on her arm.